The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Thursday, July the 17th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Who Really Came Up With the Idea of the All in the Family Comedy Show. And the time is 8:10 a.m. here in London, now 8:11, making it, what, 3:11 a.m. on the east coast of America and 11 minutes past midnight on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so this bonus show was made possible via three donations, a £10, a £25 and a £15 I received since the last bonus show, which went out on June the 19th, so I want to thank these kind supporters of the show. I only need another £50 for another bonus show, so if you want to be part of that, the donate button is at the top of my website, achshow.com, and the rest is up to you. I also want to say that the three donations I received are from regular donators, and I don't want any regular donators to feel under any obligation to continue supporting the show, as whilst I appreciate your support, I would prefer others who enjoy the show to chip in. But whoever wishes to donate will find the donate button at the top of my website, which again is achshow.com. Okay. So today's show title relates to the Wikipedia page on the Archie Bunker comedy All in the Family, which I just started to continue watching again after I abandoned it a few months ago when I felt the program makers were trying to disguise social engineering as comedy. I'm now up to episode 4 of series 3 on the Shout Factory complete DVD box set, and after digging it out, I looked at the Wikipedia page, which has been updated since I last looked at it, with this entry in the history and production section, and I quote, Norman Lear said the idea for All in the Family came to him after he read an article in Variety magazine on the successful British sitcom Till Death Us Do Part. He said he immediately knew it portrayed a relationship just like the one between his father and himself. However, in a 2025 episode of the podcast Let's Talk About That, Sally Struthers disputed that claim, saying that idea originated with Carol O'Connor, who had seen Till Death Us Do Part during a visit to the UK. O'Connor, she said, wanted to produce an American version, but couldn't get the necessary backing as an actor alone. Eventually, he got the idea to Lear, who backed it and put it into production without crediting O'Connor. She said she waited until after Lear died to share what she knew. End of quote. And you know, on that note, the singer Carly Simon says that she will never reveal the subject of her song You're So Vain until after his death. So I guess we can now rule Norman Lear out then. Okay. So something I've been doing for a while and I've been talking about here is listening to things on your phone, because I'm not going to go there again with my utter disdain for many things independent alternative media these days. I don't think I'd have ever got the interest in it that I did in the late 90s, early 2000s, if the sort of things that are out there now were out there then, rather than the high quality, interesting, engaging material that you could find back then that was interesting. Today's stuff is not. But anyway, that being said, I have, as a result, looked at other things to listen to on my phone. What I've discovered, firstly, the first rule, because there are rules, they're my rules, they're what I need, they might not be your rules, you might do things differently, but what I've found is you can only listen to a television show on your phone if you are so familiar with it that you kind of know the lines as they're coming up, if that makes sense. Something that didn't work with was Laurel and Hardy. Now, I didn't think it would work with Laurel and Hardy, but a lot of it, because a lot of it is visual, you know. But that's the first rule. So comedies are what I tend to go for. The Sopranos, for example, even the first season is referred to largely as a comedy. And then it got really nasty from season two on with some very unpleasant, brutal things happening, which is what put me off, to be quite frank. But I can listen to that and I can. It's the humour bits that I like. And I've actually found that there are bits in there I haven't picked up before, but not having the screen there and just hearing the audio has made me appreciate it in a whole new way. One Foot in the Grave, that's a comedy, but it didn't, I don't know, it just, maybe I don't know it well enough. What I have got on my phone is Blackadder, is The Young Ones, Rick Mayall and Adrian Edmondson, is Bottom, again Rick Mayall and Adrian Edmondson. The other thing to look for is you need something with a lot of dialogue. Now, John Cleese said that his scripts for Fawlty Towers, a half-hour show, were like twice as long as most scripts for half-hour comedy shows. So what that means is you've got a lot more dialogue fitted into the half-hour slot. So therefore, you can listen to it on a phone. Where was I going to go with this? I mentioned One Foot in the Grave. It could be I didn't have so much familiarity with it. But one thing I did download, I have to record it. You might find some films out there that you can record off the internet, or sometimes even audio commentaries you can get off the internet. But as you can imagine, generally these things, the copyright people get up and it's worth a look. If you want to look for something, you know, if you don't look, you're not going to find, but be prepared to be disappointed. The internet isn't what it was 10, 15 years ago. But that being said, I recorded Dirty Harry. I recorded the soundtrack to Dirty Harry, the Clint Eastwood film. And the reason I did that is it was the first video cassette I ever bought. It was £9.99. I think I bought it in 85, 86, something like that. It was an 18. I was, what, 12, 13 at the time. My dad let me buy it. And back then, if you had something like that, that was, even buying videotapes, I think it was like £3 for £10 to buy blank videotapes. So when you had something like that, you would watch it regularly because you paid that money for it. So consequently, when I was listening to the audio that I recorded, there was no commentary on the disc. That would be an interesting commentary with Don Siegel, the director, even better with Clint Eastwood. But anyway, it's not there, so why dwell upon it? But actually just listening to the film rather than watching it as well, the film's got great music. And I thought, this is going to work because it's not a comedy, but I know it so well and the music's good. I've even got some of the Dirty Harry music on a different CD, soundtrack CD. But unfortunately, there's a lot of areas of the film that don't have any dialogue, but they don't have any music either. So you might be listening ages to a car chase or to Harry Callahan looking for the guy in a sports stadium or whatever. And then on top of that, you've got some very unpleasant, brutal things in it as well. So I did listen to it once, I knew most of the lines as they were coming up, but it didn't work for the reasons I just described. So essentially, I've got a couple of things I've downloaded today. All right, I'm going to be done by lunchtime. So I'm going to have to listen to something I've listened to before or look at some of the things that come out later in the day, like Health Ranger Report. Jim Rizzoli puts out a show later in the day. There's three or four things. One thing I'm going to throw in. The John Moore Show on Tuesdays on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcastingarchives.org. You can go to and get it. I used to listen to the second and third hours of that because they have a kind of round table where Stephen Ben-Oon of Israeli News Live, who's quite a conspiratorial guy, so he's quite exciting to listen to. He's generally on the panel. But I mentioned it a few weeks ago because for the first hour of that show, they've been promoting this thing called Life Wave Patches. Well, just hearing the name alone makes me think, you know, it sort of makes me think scam, okay? Which I might be wrong, but just out of interest, I started listening to that first hour because I've got nothing to listen to, have I? And that's why I'm listening to all these, you know, TV shows that I would normally watch. And they started talking, you've got given something to your dog and your dog's... And I just thought, this is getting silly. So I thought, let's download hour two and three and see what this discussion is about. And it was real conspiratorial stuff, all about volcanoes, earthquakes, world wars, all this sort of stuff going on. There was a guy who started off in the second hour saying he was about to go dark. He's not going to be commenting on the internet anymore because he thinks that we're heading in for world war. I don't think that. But it was an entertaining show. So I plan to start going back as I used to the second and third hour on the John Moore Show every Tuesday. And that goes out very early. It's the first show on RBN, so I was able to pick them up at about 5 p.m. So many of you over in America, things like that, you'll be getting them in the morning. So there you go. That was something that I found of interest this week, but later today. At the moment, the favourite is Godfather Part 3 audio commentaries. I have to say that audio commentaries is probably the way to go for me, from my point of view, because you get to hear people talking about something that obviously you like, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to the audio commentary of it. And that makes you think as well, and then at the same time you can hear things in the background. For example, Fawlty Towers, I downloaded the all the episodes downloaded. I copied. You know, you might be able to download them, I don't know, but I recorded them in real time. I've got the DVD and I've got the Blu-ray. But also, they had audio commentaries by John Cleese on each of the 12 episodes. So I thought, well, I'll get them too. So I've got a Fawlty Towers folder and a John Cleese folder. So that took me about 12 hours to do because the series is 12 half-hour episodes and the audio commentary is the same. They were interesting in places, but he would say several times an episode, on this scene we should have done this or should have done that, all these different bits and pieces, and it got a bit boring with him keep saying what he should have done. But it was worth a listen anyway. Not sure if I'll be listening to it again, but I'm going to keep it on my phone just in case. You never know. Okay, so I hope that was of interest. The whole idea is to try and... if you are in my situation, which is running out of things to listen to, try to give you ideas of things that you might listen to. There was a guy... I got this idea from an X-Files episode in the first series called Ice, which had a guy who listened to old... I think it was American football games on his phone. Commentaries of them, just to relive it. And he... That worked for him. Whatever works for you is better than going to a show just for the sake of it and getting some grifter or what have you to listen to. That's my opinion anyway. That's why I'm looking at other things. Okay, so here's what I found of interest in the news since Saturday's show, because this, of course, is a bonus show. So we'll go over to... Let's see what we're starting off with here. Now, this is an interesting one. Bob Dylan is starting a UK tour. He may have already started it, but he's 85. I think I mentioned that on the last show, talking about the Travelling Wilburys and what have you. A great band. I don't know if I mentioned, but I was in a charity shop, and they had the two albums with a DVD in it of the band, which had their videos on, the little video documentary, 50p. I said to Amanda, look, buy that, because I already had it, and I think you'll like it. You know, and so she took a chance on it, and she was saying a few weeks later how good it was, and she'd been listening to it, and blah, 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 blah. So it is a very accessible band to get into. But going back to Bob Dylan's tour, he's not going to allow mobile phones into his venue. But the way that they're doing it is quite interesting. So they're not confiscating your phone at the door. But what they're doing is that they're giving you a little secure pouch. The staff will give each person who's got a phone a secure pouch, and then they have to put their phone in that. But if there's an emergency, they can get the phone out of the pouch, but in order to do so, they have to go to a designated area which is intended for phone use. So I thought that was pretty good, to be quite honest with you. That's something that you don't want to be disturbed by phones, do you, during a concert, what have you. I wonder what it's like in going to the cinema, or the theatre, as you call it in America, these days, to see a film, or a movie, as you say in America. I can imagine that it's not dark all around you, because you have all these people looking at their phones. But I was put off going to the cinema. The last film I saw there was Spectre, James Bond film, and bear in mind, I had bad ears at the time. I was under ENT treatment, wasn't hearing that well. I was deafened by the soundtrack, and that was with someone whose ears weren't working properly, so I can't imagine how it affected somebody who had normal hearing. Absolutely oppressive, and I vowed never to go back to a cinema again, and I have not been. Okay, we've got a divorce going through in the UK, I believe it's in Brighton. There was a hearing at Brighton Family Court. And what's happened is it's a husband and wife, and the wife has been ordered to pay her husband half of her husband's £160,000 surgery to transgender. Okay? And at the hearing, the husband said it would be like saying someone who had cancer, when the wife argued that she shouldn't have to pay this. The husband equated it to, it would be like, and I'm quoting here, it would be like saying someone who had cancer should not have the surgery, and that accordingly the cost of that surgery should be met from joint funds. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me, but I'm quoting from the Daily Mail, and they are well known for their grammatical mistakes, what have you. Essentially what they're saying is a judge has said that as part of a divorce settlement, a woman must pay half of her ex-husband's £160,000 bill for his trans surgery. Okay, there you go. Let's move on to... Oh, I found out something this week. Luxembourg, if you go to Luxembourg, public transport is completely free. Now, I went to a place called Tallinn in Estonia when I was on one of my boat trips. Some people call them cruises. I haven't actually been on holiday since 2018. So I guess we're coming up to 10 years now. Not been away. And that was just a coach trip around the... No, that's not right. No, that was a cruise around the British Isles. Went to Dublin and what have you. I think I went a year later on a little coach trip around the country. About 5 days. Anyway. Tallinn, Estonia. We stopped off on a cruise. That was probably the cruise that went to St. Petersburg. That was the main port of call. I wonder if any cruises from the UK go there these days with all the shenanigans with Russia. Maybe I got in there while I could. I don't know. But there was a bus that picked us up from the cruise ship. He didn't have to pay anything for it. That was all free there as well. That's pretty good, isn't it? As you know, I'm an extremely sceptical individual, especially when the government are telling us, and what's the word that Paul English uses, the phrase to be very scared of, we're from the government and we're here to help. Well, any of you that listened to my show with Dr. Peter Hammond on Tuesday, The Real Story of Jeffrey Epstein, I read from the four planks of the Illuminati, and they put experts and what have you into governments to guide government policy. And what these experts are saying is that these, what they call them, wood-burning stoves that are apparently trendy, they could cause all these problems. They could affect indoor air quality. They could cause heart disease, lung cancer, respiratory conditions, all this damage to the body. Well, I never heard them jumping up and down about something else that was causing all that was recorded by government figures not so long ago. But we are hearing it about this. But of course, if everyone had one of these stoves, then they could essentially heat their own home just with wood, and they wouldn't have to rely on an electrical grid or that could be taken down. So the smart meter that they've got you to put in your home, if they chose to turn it off because they didn't like what you were saying, you could still put some wood and keep warm that way and cook food that way. No. They can't have that. And so that's why I feel that we are seeing articles such as this coming out. And it begs the question why these things were even allowed on the market in the first place, which again could disprove my claims as well. But as all my beliefs, rather, as I always say, I don't make claims. I give you what I think something means and you be the judge. Okay, so let's move on to, there was a guy out of, actor called David Caff, who was in the film This Is Spinal Tap. He's recently died, and so my condolences to anyone who is mourning his death. But when I saw this, I've seen This Is Spinal Tap, and funnily enough, it's directed by Rob Reiner, who played the meathead character in All in the Family. So we're sort of getting a bit of crossover here. But it's one of those films that trendy people at parties will talk about. This Is Spinal Tap or the Rocky Horror Picture Show and stuff like that. Never worked for me, I'm afraid. Never worked for me at all. Didn't see the humour. But I just wanted to throw that one in. There may be other things that you can, these things that become cult things, you know, some say The X-Files, you might absolutely detest it, but for me, it's probably my favourite programme. In fact, I am considering putting some, recording some X-Files television soundtracks and seeing how they are to listen to, if they're entertaining. I don't think they'll work, so I'm going to record a couple of episodes first and see. I'll go from there. Okay. Gordon Ramsay, a chef who I believe is well known on both sides of the Atlantic, he's going to apparently be doing adverts for Burger King, I believe. That's sort of, well, let's just say. Well, he's made a six-figure deal with Burger King, according to the Daily Mail. But I just clicked on that article that I saved, and it's taken me to a completely different article. So I'm not sure what exactly is going on there. So maybe it's not true, and the Daily Mail have withdrawn the link, so I better say that. So I'm not sure if this is true or not, because what it says here, the headline that I've saved is Gordon Ramsay ditches his notoriously high standards as he lands huge six-figure deal with popular fast food chain found on E... dot, 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 and then you've got the dailymail.co.uk website / ... and then the link there, and when you click it, It takes you to dailymail.co.uk/tv/index.html. So it'll be interesting to see if that is not actually true and that's why it's been taken down. Okay, a big story that's been happening this week. Excuse the background noise. There was a school. What are they called? Bilton School. I believe that they were in, was it the town of Rugby, which is where I believe the game of rugby was invented. I absolutely detested rugby. But they ran a diversity day at their school. And a girl turned up. Well, I've got the advert here. Bilton School Culture Day, Friday the 11th of July 2025. A special day is dedicated to recognising and celebrating the rich cultural diversity within our school community. Wear your traditional cultural dress to school instead of your usual school uniform. Your attire must reflect your nationality or family heritage. Anyway, a girl turned up in a Union Jack dress, a bit like the one of the Spice Girls used to wear, and she was sent home. This is unacceptable. So this, you can imagine what an article like this does to your average Daily Mail reader. You know, it sends the old blood pressure meter through the roof, okay? So it was no surprise to see that this kept being updated, and it now opens with the line, Number 10 has condemned a school after it sent home a pupil for wearing a Union Jack dress on Diversity Day. Okay. Students wearing burqas, niqabs and traditional Nigerian clothing were reportedly allowed to attend lessons as normal, while children with St George's and Welsh flags were turned away at the school gates. Okay, there you go. And, yeah. Then I'm just going to read the headline here. This is Daily Mail, in case you want to look it up for yourself. Exclusive. Lady Gabriella Windsor's ex reunites. Sorry, I'll start again because I read that wrong. Excuse me. Let me have a quick drink of water. It's very hot here. It's affecting my respiratory system, unfortunately. That's better. Okay, exclusive. This is the headline. Exclusive. Lady Gabriella Windsor's ex reignites claims of racism within the royal family as he again insists her mother owned black sheep named Venus and Serena, and even drags in the king ahead of his new book that will alarm the palace. So that's something you may want to type in and read further if you so desire. And then another headline with, again, Daily Mail. Very personal favour. Trump hints he has devastating blackmail on top Republican who voted down his signature bill despite life or death favour. And the guy is apparently Pennsylvania Rep. Brian Fitzpatrick. But again, if he's got blackmail on someone, where do you think he got that from? And finally, there's been a reunion of child stars of a... It's 60 years after a big film, and I actually guessed it. And the film that I guessed was The Sound of Music, and I was proven right. I cannot stand musicals. I loathe musicals. Doesn't even matter if it's sort of music that I would like to listen to. Let's stay with musicals. It's the whole idea. I used to actually go cold as a child. I would be embarrassed sort of watching it. You know, that I would watch something like that. That was how anti-musicals I was. Because there'd be a story being told, you know, like a normal film. And then they'd all break into song. And it was like, what? And it, you know, it just made me cringe. It really did. But anyway, the... cast the child stars 60 years after they met. They reunited for a holiday in Florence, apparently. So they're all still going strong. Okay, so let's see what is going on right now in the mainstream media. So we'll start off with, where do we generally go, AP.com, Associated Press. Syrian government and Druze minority leaders announce a new ceasefire as Israel continues strikes. So that's the top story. And the other one that I noticed is Trump says Coca-Cola will use real sugar in its US flagship drink. The company isn't confirming that. Now, I've had a can of Pepsi recently and it tasted funny. And I looked at it, and this is regular Pepsi because I don't go near the diet stuff. And it had all these things there, natural flavourings and stuff like that, that I think that, you know, could indicate things like aspartame. Put it this way, I won't be drinking Pepsi again. But then again, makes me think, well, they've taken regular Pepsi out of places like KFC that I understand Pepsi own. And you can only get the diet or the Pepsi Max, stuff like that. So why would they bother taking it out if that's got all the stuff in it that you know, the aspartame type things, you know, the fake sugar, which I always avoid. But anyway, that's apparently they're going to use cane sugar in Coca-Cola in future and not, what was it, sugar beet or sucrose, I think it was. Let's have a quick look. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that Coca-Cola has agreed to use real cane sugar in its flagship soft drink in the US at his suggestion, though the company didn't confirm such a move. Any switch from high fructose corn syrup in Coke sold in the United States would put Coca-Cola more in line with its practice in other countries, including Mexico and Australia. But it wouldn't affect Trump's drink of choice, Diet Coke, which uses aspartame as a calorie-free beverage. Okay, let's have a look at Reuters. May as well go over there. Enter the kill zone, Russia. Enter the kill zone, Ukraine's drone-infested front slows Russian advance. And then Zelensky aims to woo both public and Trump with fresh-faced Ukraine cabinet. Again, that was a lovely event, wasn't it? Seeing Trump and Vance lay into Zelensky at the White House, but it's increasingly looking like it was staged, isn't it? All just for our entertainment. They know what people want. Let's give them some of it, make them think they're getting it, and then suddenly take it away from them at the last minute. Okay, let's go over to the BBC news website, have a look at their top 10. So just scrolling down here. Number 10, Syria leader vows to protect Druze after sectarian violence prompts Israeli strikes. Now, I believe I heard Dennis Fetcho talking about this. His show is on the Mammy's website, Grizzom, grizzom.blogspot.com. And the Druze were kept out of Syria, from what I can recall. And I might be wrongly attributing it to Dennis Fetcher. I think it was him. I did listen to the show at the weekend. It's my understanding from whoever I heard that these people were excluded from Syria when it was run by Assad. Now they're back in and there's all these problems happening. So you can look into that if you so desire, but I would look further than the mainstream media, put it that way, to see what's really going on. Number 9, flat owners planning legal claim over secret insurance charges. Well, yeah, what's been happening, according to these legal claims, is that if you own a flat, you have to pay ground rent every year to someone who owns the land, plus all your maintenance charges for all sorts of things. And, of course, you know, you're going to have, like, your own contents insurance, but not, for example, building insurance. That's going to have to be insured and charged on to you. Well, apparently there's been some deals between people that own the land or manage the service charge or whatever, that they get a commission kickback for using particular insurance companies to insure blocks of flats. Apartment blocks. I got there in the end, folks. Something else I read similar to that, this week, is that there's been some sort of investigation into some estate agents, you call them real estate agents in America, who've been directing people to sell to a certain buyer who coincidentally was also using a mortgage that the estate agent would get a kickback in commission from getting the buyer to use. So all this, you know, deception, all these lies, all this money, it all comes in a world where morality is just gone. And that's where we are without morality. You might not like Jesus Christ, you might not believe in this, that and the other, but as others have said in the past, Christian morality is an extremely important element of society, because people feel that there are certain things that they cannot do because it would make them look bad, whether they agree with it or not. There are certain things that they will not do. Now that has been taken away. And when that happens, the world tends to go into a very difficult and dark place. Number 8. Starmer stamps authority with MP suspensions, but risks appearing vindictive. So this goes back to this benefit, some benefits bill. I'm not really interested. I heard some people in America talking about, oh, you know, this government could go and all this. It's not going to happen, folks. Okay. Labour Party have got a huge majority. Whether they're, you know, they're polling below Reform or whatever at the moment, doesn't matter. They've got a massive majority, so they can afford for people to go against their wishes, the wishes of their leadership, in a bill and still get the bill through. But of course, they need to assert their authority because they want all their MPs to obey what the government wants to do. So they're going to crack down on certain people. But I would be extremely surprised if suddenly Starmer was going to call a general election, because at the moment, he came in, what, about a year ago? So he's got another 4 years. Doesn't matter how unpopular him or his government or whatever is, they can do what they can get through in Parliament. And when people speak out about it, well, you probably get an idea when you hear that people lose their temper over the murder of three toddlers, and for losing their temper and saying things that they might not have said without losing their temper, they're in jail. But there's no, you know, there doesn't seem to be any taking into consideration that such a horrific event could cause people to lose their temper. Maybe, you know, they should be excused for things they've said as a result of such a horrific event. No. Not in the UK today. So people might protest it, but they'll just use the people they always use to clamp down on people on the streets. And they've divided the people so well over such a period of time that it's very difficult for people to unify behind anything. And that's probably why violence ends up materialising. And then, of course, it gives the authorities the upper hand. Oh, look, these are thugs. They're thugs, what they're doing. They're violent. They're thugs. We can do what we want to them because they're thugs. That's why, you know, what I see, when I see all this censorship going around, it just validates what I've read in the Bible, because this is what happens as it goes to the end times. And in the end, the enemy think that they've won and they've got everyone, they're going to do what they say, and suddenly there's one thing that they haven't factored in, and that is Yahweh God. And that's when they get the shock that's also... suddenly things will be put right, but we have to weather this storm. That's how I feel anyway, based upon the Bible. Number 7, UK jobs market weakens as unemployment rate rises. I read the other day that the unemployment rate has gone up by millions since COVID. And again, I think that that was an offshoot. Was it an intentional or an unintentional offshoot? I'm not sure. But back then, you know, if you have the slightest feeling you're ill, you know, you need to stay at home. Employers need to pay. If you can't pay your rent, we're going to make it so that landlords can't chuck you out because this terrible COVID, all this sort of stuff. So it could be that people, we've already seen the amount of people that are fighting to still work from home. Because I've done that. I've worked from home years ago. And you pretty much do what you want, and you just keep, every so now and then you go back to your computer, you keep your phone on, but otherwise you can be doing what you want. So of course they want to stay at home, right? But anyway, I think that this is an effect from that. People got, suddenly, this is quite good, you know, not having to work. And so lots of people are trying not to work. But you see, we're going to get to a situation, it's like diversity. If suddenly all these diversity things, programs are stopped by Trump, it's not because Trump, you know, is reversing something, because nothing's going to be reversed. It's because the project worked. They've got the diversity in that they wanted, and they don't need the programs anymore. Okay? That's the way I look at these things. Number six. Babies made using three people's DNA are born free of hereditary disease. Sounds, mad scientist type of world to me. Number five, Afghans £1 billion blunder, and four MPs lose Labour whip. That's obviously their What the Papers Say article today. Number four, new photo to mark Queen Camilla's 78th birthday. Well, I remember not so long ago when Prince Charles and Camilla were getting married that we were assured by the royal family, she'll never be queen. They're just getting married, but she'll never be allowed to be queen because people didn't like her and people had this feeling that Princess Diana was some sort of god, which I never understood. Okay. I don't like any of the royal family. And I remember her jumping up and down about being photographed in a gym while at the same time willingly being photographed dressed up in a surgeon's outfit as she witnessed a heart operation, which I thought was a little bit ghoulish. So don't photograph me here, photograph me here, all this sort of stuff. And I just, when there was that documentary on her and she said, about when she was put, it was put to her that as she divorced Prince Charles, she wasn't going to be queen. She says, I'd like to be queen of people's hearts. Well, I suddenly thought of that photo op at that heart surgery. That was what immediately came to my mind. But then I literally reached for the sick bag. I'd like to be queen of people's hearts. Yeah. So anyway, I'm not a royalist, in case you haven't already gathered. Number three, Labour MP Diane Abbott stands by racism comments. Number two, it's just better. Trump says Coca-Cola to change key ingredient. We already covered that. And number one, busiest UK airports raise kiss and fly fees, says RAC. Do you, any of you have been dropped off at the airport by your parents or things like that? I have. And the airport that I use more often than not is Gatwick. Well, now, if you're dropped off, it costs you £7. Again, all these different things, these are all privately owned now, funnily enough.
Yeah.
All privately owned, these airports and that used to be by the government. So you can see how they always think of different ways that they can monetize things. How can we get more money? Okay, so let's have a look now at the Daily Mail. See what's going on over there. Top story, Elon Musk reignites feud with Trump over claim that Democrats created the Epstein Files hoax amid growing MAGA revolt over president's cover-up. Now, there are some people who say that Trump is in the files and that's why he's not releasing them. There are other people who say, like Peter on Tuesday's show, that if Trump was in them, the Democrats would have used them when they were going after Trump, because they've been attacking him over this, that and the other. And then there is a smaller group of people like me who believe the whole thing is theatre. And so there are certain things that they don't go near. For example, Boris Johnson He, when he was Prime Minister, so he's the leader of the country, he made reference to the fact that Keir Starmer was in charge of the Department of Public Prosecutions, or he was in a position of authority and alleged, this is what, I've got to be careful here, I believe that Boris Johnson alleged, certainly pointed to the fact that Keir Starmer was in some way responsible for not prosecuting Jimmy Savile. And when he said that, in the Houses of Commons, he wasn't just booed by the Labour people, but he was booed by some of his own people. See what I'm saying? There are certain things that this is an area you don't talk about, all right? A bit like there are certain people who put out podcasts that other people are told never to reference. I wonder who you think that is. Okay, let's move on to... well, actually, let's scroll down a bit. The second headline is all about unemployment hits a four-year high. Things like that. And don't forget that in the Daily Mail, they're blaming it on the Labour Chancellor's huge tax raid on businesses. Essentially, what they did was they put up the national insurance that employers have to pay on their staff. And I'm just scrolling down if it gives me the figures, which I can't see, but I covered them before. And of course, in the end, the idea was that they didn't want to charge you that, but it's going to affect you in the long term, because if companies have to pay their staff more, they're going to have to charge you more, okay? So it's just deception again of how they're going to raise money. I think if in the UK, if the government said, you know, we're not sending any more money to help Ukraine, I think a lot of people would be happier about that. But of course, that's never raised in the mainstream media or by the government or by the so-called opposition. Let's go over to see then what is going on in the independent media right now. So go to RT.com first. Only stupid people care about Epstein files. Trump, that is the top headline. And again, I find it very interesting who he was sat with when he made the comment, or rather his Attorney General suddenly seemed to do a U-turn, when before they were talking about all these different things they've seen and different people in them, and suddenly it was, oh, it's only Epstein on his own. And I heard the other day that someone from the Maxwell family have been talking about they're raising another challenge to get Ghislaine Maxwell out. And there was even a reference to the fact that Peter mentioned in the show, when he was first given that 13-month term Epstein, that it turned out there was a deal made that no other people could be charged in connection with it. And there's people jumping up and down about that at the moment. So, because we paid a lot of people off, apparently. We sent compensation to different people. So this is over. You can't go back to it in the future. Well, some people might argue that losing their job for some racist comment they made 20-odd years ago isn't really very fair. But there are certain things that you can go back to for some reason, but certain things that you can't. Okay. So make of that what you will. Okay, let's move on to rents.com. Scroll down to the news section. Another conspiracy theory comes true. California bill passes to buy fire-ravaged Palisades and turn it into low-income apartments. Former mobster who was housed in Epstein's cell says there's no way he killed himself. Thomas Massie moves to force vote on releasing Epstein files. Facing fallout from Epstein and inflation, Trump turns to misdirection. Trump says Epstein files were made up by Comey, Obama, Biden. Well, I was listening to, I think, Steve Eyes of the Eyes is Watching podcast, his recent show, and he played that clip. Do you remember when Trump was saying that the Epstein Island was a cesspool and stuff like that? Well, what we've been told now, that it was just Epstein masturbating on it or something. Because it doesn't sound like that to me. Okay, so I made my point. The attitude is, we do what we want now by governments around the world. And even if we have told you all this other stuff, if we suddenly tell you different, then you follow us or you're going to get X, Y, Z done to you. That's the attitude. Unfortunately, they're not. This has been a little bit more of a delicate one to try that tactic on. So Trump's having to wind it back a bit. But we see with the way that they kept talking about this and what they were going to do, this, that and the other for the people to get the truth out. And suddenly, oh, we've done a complete U-turn on it. Nothing to see here. So someone's telling them something to say. It didn't work in this case, which is good. But at the same time, I wonder if that was the whole idea in the first place. Keep bringing up all these different rumours of different people at this place, knowing that at some point you're going to say, actually, it was just the one guy downloading child porn, and that's the end of the matter. Because these people, they're very odd people. And I remember David Icke saying in one of his presentations or books when I first got into the idea that the government and the media might not be telling us the truth, that a lot of these elites, going back to the Illuminati that I talked about at the end of Peter's show on Tuesday, one of the things that they do is that with their children, is that they'll give them a toy that they cherish and stuff, and then they'll take it away. Or even gets worse, they'll give them a pet that they get to love, and then they'll kill the pet. And it's all to turn these people into psychopaths. So, you know, you could apply that rationale to a group that says, oh, you know, we know that we control the world by, control people by sex bribery. It's in the four planks of the Illuminati, going back to 1776. Other people might know that. I've got an idea. Why don't we actually look like we're revealing one of these sex groups, or maybe make people think it's the only one, the Epstein group? And then we'll start putting out all this stuff in the media, and then in the end we'll wind it all back and say it was all just a load of nonsense. That'll be fun, won't it? A bit like putting a man as First Lady in the White House, or a president who's got dementia in the White House. That's all good fun for these people. They think it's hilarious. And the laughter is at your expense. Or rather at our expense. Because unfortunately, who runs America still impacts me over here in the UK. Okay, halturnerradioshow.com. Drink of water. Russia statement contains a whopper of a reminder. I looked at that earlier, and it's basically anyone who threatens Russia, we are entitled to use nuclear weapons on. And below that, President of China, the West must adapt or disappear. And essentially, that was quite interesting, some stuff that was said in there. President Xi Jinping said, China and Russia are not building an alliance. We are building a new global reality. The West must either adapt or disappear. He went on to say, the West wants others to live in perpetual poverty so that their banks remain rich. Then the big remark, speaking before Lavrov and Iran Foreign Minister Araqchi, Xi Jinping declared, we do not seek to rule the world, only to liberate it from those who believe they own it. Okay, well, if that's all true, and he's being honest, that is a good sign. But then again, you can imagine that these banks will do anything to retain the power that they have on the West, even if the communist, some people say China's not communist, it's nationalist. Well, I would argue that if you can't get train tickets in China because you are critical of a government, that's probably communism, right? Okay? But, you know my feelings. I think the whole thing is grand theatre. This is going to make some people sit back and think, well, you know, Xi Jinping is going to do it all for us. A bit like me sitting back saying, well, God's going to do it all for us. But unfortunately, man's involvement, if you look at the world where it was years ago and where it is today, you can see how your rights have been eroded over time. all sort that you can list all the different things that have been done to you and your country, to your the generation before you, the generation before them, all these sorts of things that were done to us. People happily marching off to war, thinking they were fighting their enemy, which turned out to be their relations, if it was like the English and the Germans fighting, when you look at how the Israelites migrated to the European Isles and stuff, which I won't have time to get into. But it was getting people that were related fighting each other. So and that's gone on for hundreds of years. Okay, so let's move on to earthnewspaper.com. And I made the comment on Saturday's show to thank Mark R. Elsis for promoting this I'm Talking To You show. But at the same time, a bit like what I said earlier about people who've signed up as monthly donators to this show that essentially finance the bonus shows. If you ever want to walk away, you know, I'm not going to think any less of you. I'm going to thank you for all the support that you gave me. I get embarrassed because it's the same people. And then when we have a run of, like, Peter not being on for a few weeks, they're still donating, but they're actually getting less shows because Peter's not available. I don't want to get other people in to fill in because the Peter shows are unique. I did in the past, but I'm getting to a stage where, well, it is how it is, let's just say that. If he's available, the show with Peter will go out on Tuesday. If he isn't, it isn't. And that's how I'm going to do it. But going back to Mark, our Elsis of earthnewspaper.com, I don't want, Mark, if you're listening, you to feel that you have to put every I'm Talking To You show up. Please, I know that you've got a great knowledge of the independent media. And you look at a lot of different things and you put up what you think are the best on a daily basis. And there's an article here going back a couple of days ago, Music of the Day, which I wanted to read out to you because I kind of knew this, but not in as great detail. And it gives you an idea of how McCartney and Lennon were united by something other than just music. Some people will then think about the Billy Shears and, you know, McCartney dying in the car crash and being replaced for the Sgt. Peppers and what have you, but put that aside for now and listen to this. Under the Music of the Day section for July the 15th, it says, on July the 15th, 1958, John Lennon's mother, Julia Lennon, was hit and killed by a car driven by an off-duty policeman. While John, who was 17 at the time of the tragedy, lived with his aunt Mimi, he was very close with his mother. Julia, in turn, was one of his biggest supporters at Quarrymen shows. That was the band that preceded the Beatles. I think they were called the Silver Beatles, then just the Beatles, from memory. Continuing, the loss inspired several of the artist's songs, including 1968's Julia with the Beatles. That's from the White Album, which is what I consider probably the best. And John Lennon's 1970 solo track Mother. John's first son, Julian, was named for Julia. And that's from the Beatles timeline by Mark R. Elsis, which is now up to 112 pages and almost 40,000 words, but it's an ongoing project that is still not finished. On June the 15th, the actual details of the crash, John's mother, Julia, was struck and killed by a standard Vanguard car, driven by an off-duty constable, PC Eric Clegg, who was a learner driver. Lennon could not bring himself to look at his mother's corpse when he was taken to the Sefton General Hospital and was so distraught that he put his head on his aunt Mimi's lap throughout the funeral service. Clegg was acquitted of all charges and given a short suspension from duty. When Mimi heard the verdict, she was so infuriated that she shouted murderer at Clegg. Clegg later left the police force and became a postman. Coincidentally, in 1964, part of his round was to deliver bags of fan mail to the McCartney house at 20 Forthlyn Road. Julia's death traumatised the teenage Lennon, and for the next 2 years, consumed by blind rage, he drank heavily and frequently got into fights. It contributed to the emotional difficulties that haunted him for much of his life. And here's the bit I referred to at the start. But this tragic accident served to draw John closer to Paul McCartney and cemented their relationship. On October the 31st, 1956, when McCartney was 14, his mother Mary died of an embolism as a complication of surgery for breast cancer. The heartbreak these boys felt by losing their mothers was devastating to them both, but out of this horrendous misery they shared, the world was given the greatest songwriting team in the history of music. There you go. And there's a few different links there to Julia by the Beatles, Mother by John Lennon. So you can go and have a listen to them if you go over to, I believe, earthnewspaper.com. So let's finish off with beforeitsnews.com. Let's do the top 10. We've just hit the hour mark, so just waiting for that to load up. Number 10. Well, 8 hours ago, 99 people viewing. Benjamin Fulford, Big Intel, 7/17/25. Trump for immediate arrest them for treason. Well, I don't know what that means. Who's Trump going to arrest? Maybe people who were from his MAGA base who are pushing back against what he said about Epstein, or what his Attorney General, you know. These idiots, what was it he said? According to, I pressed the wrong button. What was it that he said according to RT? Just have another quick look at that. Only stupid people care about Epstein files. Well, I don't know what this headline means. Trump for immediate arrest them for treason. They're going to arrest people, the stupid people that believe in the Epstein files. Well, certain people out in the independent media believe Trump is going to be doing things like that. And the camps that are being built and the reopening of Alcatraz and all this stuff are finally going to get the patriots in them that many people in the truther community have felt they were going to get for years. Okay, number 9 went up 5 hours ago, 103 people viewing. Situation update, 7/17/2025, Trump's infrastructure bill. Military tribunals have begun. Number 8, 6 hours ago, 109 people viewing, went up 6 hours ago. Wan O'Savin, Big Intel, 7/17/25. Just close this pop-up. Trump gets disturbing news, very scary times really, lots at stake. Number 7, went up 5 hours ago, 137 people viewing. And we know, 7/16/25, we will never forget, expect 10-day global shutdown. Well, they've been talking about a 10-day global shutdown for years. Number 6 went up a day ago, 143 people viewing. News treason, Trump and Q secret, 7/16/25. No more IRS and Fed. Expect 10-day global shutdown. Yes, we've been expecting it for years. Number 5 went up 8 hours ago, 160 people viewing. Mike King, emergency, EBS imminent, 7/17/2025. 72-hour blackout and, guess what, folks? 10-day global shutdown. Number 4 went up 7 hours ago, 200 people viewing. New X-22 report, Deep State is trapped in their trap. All three movies playing at same time, stage set. Number 3 went up 4 hours ago, 238 people viewing. David Nino Rodriguez, emergency broadcast, 7/17/25. Trump just shocked the world. Number 2 went up 12 hours ago, 240 people viewing. Why alcohol keeps you broke, sick and spiritually empty, 2025. Yes, and when you see stories and headlines like this, you can see what drives you to it. And finally, number 1 went up 12 hours ago, 280 people viewing. The dark truth about synchronicities, what spiritualists never talk about. Okay, so that being said, and I will be back with you in a couple of days for the regular Saturday I'm Talking To You show. Unless suddenly over £50 comes in today, then I'll be doing the show tomorrow. I think that's highly unlikely, considering it's taken about a month for that amount to come in. But that being said, I want to thank all of you for stopping by for this bonus show of I'm Talking To You, episode 240, who really came up with the idea of the All In The Family comedy show. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be back with you on Saturday. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and bye for now.